Initial reaction? Yeah, I was shocked. I was humbled and I was shocked. Mark called me. Mark DeNoble called me, and it, we've had a good relationship over the last few years, so it wasn't out of the blue that I wouldn't talk to him or something like that. And when he told me, I was blown away, and I was shocked and I was humbled.
What do you remember most about those great years with the Owls?
There's a lot of good years. There's a lot of good memories. A lot of great teammates and a lot of great coaches and players. And it has to be the championships for sure. I think the first one in 02, and then the back-to-back in 9 and 10, and we had some tough losses in between there that I think made the victories that much more special.
Mm-hmm. Just going in with a distinguished opponent, and also, guy was your teammate for a few years, Miles, and then Brett Johnson going in as well.
Yeah, I mean, Barron and I, we were teammates for a long time there in Montreal, and he moved on to BC, and then all those years of playing against Brent and having to prepare for that, him and the rest of that D-line, it was not easy. It was always tough games, and Hank is obviously a legendary kicker. I mean, 6 Grey Cups in a row and 7 total. He played 9 Grey Cups. Anthony and I got close with 8, but... it's truly an honor to go in, especially with those guys.
Doug Brown says you were as technically sound as any O-line. When you hear that from an opponent, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I that's a great honor. I mean, Doug's obviously Doug. He's already here, right? He's already in the Hall of Fame, and he's a fantastic football player and person as well. That I got to know on a personal level. So, yeah, no, that's nice to hear. I mean, there's a lot of good football players in this league. There was a lot of good football players that I had to play against, and it's nice to get peer-to-peer recognition.
Yeah, Bob asked you, what do you remember from your time in Montreal, but specifically offensively, under Tresman, the powerful offense that you guys had. What do you remember of that era? Because, I mean, you guys put up 35 points every week at the same time.
Yeah, we were just, it was backtrack to the 5 years under Don, under Coach Matthews, where it was kind of just an air show, and we had... I mean, we were just throwing the ball over the place. And then to bring in, when Mark came in, it was just so precise and so precision, the offense. We kind of went from somewhat of a street ball, backyard approach to a much more precise. And we just had the guy that could, if you look at the teammates and the guys and the receivers and the players and the linemen and obviously the quarterback that could execute it, it was just... We expected to score every time we touched the ball. That's just the way it was, and we usually kind of did, so that was good to be a part of.
Is there something you're thinking about today, going into the Hall of Fame? Is there someone in particular that sort of you credit for how far you've gotten?
Herb, I can't give you credit on this one. Honestly, I look at my time when I came into the league as a 21-year-old kid, and I look at the offensive line that was there in Montreal when I showed up. Brian Chu and I weren't too far apart. We were a couple years apart. He was, a young and up-and-coming starter. But I just look at guys like Neil Fort, guys like Uzumo Keke, and guys like Pierre Vergeval, who really set the culture and the standard along our offensive line. And I think you saw that carry through for a long, long time. And I saw those guys were a huge impact. And they really set the foundation and the groundwork for the organization going forward.